Packaging goals. Packaging fits into two categories, consumer and industrial. Consumer packaging is what buyers see in retail stores. Industrial packaging is designed for transportation and logistics. Consumer packaging needs to satisfy transportation, marketing, and retailing requirements, containing the product's physical characteristics, preventing unwanted chemical and environmental interactions, advertising the product in the store, protecting the product from damage, protecting the product from pilferage. Consumer packaging and all successive layers of industrial packaging share these goals. Protecting both the product and the consumer packaging from damage, raking, crushing, denting, and so on are a large percentage of insurance claims made by shippers. Minimizing the cubic space the product occupies in warehouses and vehicle payloads. This includes improving stackability, minimizing total weight. Ensuring the weight can be evenly distributed within a vehicle payload or container. Proper weight distribution is a key topic in cargo securing and storage fit practices. Minimizing packaging materials and meeting sustainability goals. Identifying the goods for dispatch and tracking purposes while protecting against pilferage. Allowing for economies of motion for materials handling. The extra volume or queue and weight added by packaging must be carefully considered. Minimizing total weight will reduce shipping costs. Reducing volume or dimensions can require less cubic space for storage or transport and may make the unit more manageable. It may sit more securely on a pallet or fit onto a conveyor belt. Minimizing the cube and weight are goals that usually require partnership with product design. If logistics has input into this process, they can add value by ensuring maximum utilization of transportation and storage assets. For example, many products have handles that the buyer must install or other parts that are left in kit form so that the product takes up less space and fits better on a pallet with other units. The consumer packaging is then designed to make this kit as compact as possible while meeting the additional goals of minimizing materials used, for example, cost, and protecting the goods. This is sometimes called design for logistics or design for packaging. IKEA has made selling ultra-compact kits part of their core business model with their pioneering efforts in flat-pack furniture. This space savings also helped drive efficiency in their warehouses, enabling IKEA to warehouse goods more efficiently. Because of the diverse goals and perspectives of the various stakeholders, trade-offs exist in packaging as in other areas of logistics. One key trade-off that comes up with industrial packaging is the interplay between cube minimization and box size standardization. When boxes are different sizes, it becomes difficult to stack assortments of products on a pallet.